NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures around 60. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid-80s, and tomorrow night, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms overnight. Right now, it's 72.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA late yesterday showed as of Sunday, 90% of the nation's corn has been planted. Last week it was at 80, last year at 87. The five-year average is 80% complete. Kansas, 76% finished. Nebraska, 95. Colorado, 64. 64% of the nation's corn has now emerged. Last week at 41, last year at 61. The average, 54. Kansas, 56. Nebraska, 62. Colorado, 32% complete. Soybean planting now 75% done. Last week at 61. Last year at 63. The average is 54 nationally. Kansas 51% complete. Nebraska at 85. 41% of the nation's soybean have emerged. Last week is at 20. A year ago, 33. The average is 25%. Kansas 27. Nebraska 44. Cotton planting in Kansas now 39% complete. Last year we were at 50% done at this time. Sorghum planted nationally, 33% complete. Last week at 27, last year 38. Kansas 12% done. Nebraska 28, Oklahoma 21, Colorado 11% planted. Sunflowers in Kansas 14% planted. Colorado the number is 10%. In the winter wheat headed nationally 67%. Last week it was at 53, last year at 66. The five-year average is 69%. In Kansas, 84% of the wheat is headed. Nebraska, 28. Oklahoma, 98. Colorado, 25%. And the condition of that wheat crop, nationally, 67% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week. Last year was at 54%. And the condition also, Kansas, 55% good to excellent. Nebraska, 48% good to excellent. Colorado, 44% good to excellent. Oklahoma, 51% good to excellent. Texas, 25% good to excellent. 34% poor to very poor. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One of the first major tornadoes in the state of Kansas for this season has caused some serious damage, but no one was injured in northwestern Kansas in the town of Selden as the strong storms raked the area. Cake News reports that the tornado hit roughly at around 6:30 last night, tearing off roofs, crumbling the stone and brick walls of downtown buildings, uprooting trees, and crumbling at least one farm silo.
Oh, just crazy with all the basically all the tin flying around and the shingles and just everything flying through the yard. My wife and my mother were, and I was kind of watching it upstairs, but yeah, I was going back and forth between the window and the basement.
That audio from Cake News. Sheridan County Sheriff Brandon Carver says 38 properties in and around town suffered some major damage from the storm, while another 84 suffered minor damage. They also say residents should be prepared for flash flooding today after the storms dumped up to 3 inches of rain in some places, and more storms could hit the area again starting tomorrow. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly 3 times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A jury convicted a 25-year-old Wichita woman for first-degree felony murder after her 2-year-old son died from ingesting methadone. A Sedgwick County jury deliberated for roughly 2 hours on Monday before finding Kimberly Compass guilty in the death of Zayden. Zayden died of a methadone overdose in a Wichita motel back on May 31st of 2019. Prosecutors accused Compass of mishandling 3 bottles of methadone, which had been prescribed to help her kick a heroin habit. It remains unclear exactly how the boy got a hold of the methadone. Her defense attorney argued throughout the trial that Compass didn't know the boy ingested the drug. She's set to be sentenced on August 12th. In other news, a Kansas woman who alleges consensual sex with a friend in his college dorm room turned into a terrifying sexual assault took matters into her own hands when prosecutors declined to file a rape charge. She called a citizen's grand jury, relying on a 134-year-old state law. 22-year-old Madison Smith collected hundreds of signatures to call the grand jury to bring more serious charges against Jared Stolzenberg, her classmate at Bethany College in Lindsborg. He had pleaded guilty to aggravated battery and received 2 years probation. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has vetoed bills that would require the state to manage Omaha Public Schools' troubled pension system and expand eligibility for food and heating aid. Ricketts has previously signaled his opposition to the pensions bill, calling it a slippery slope that could eventually have Nebraska on the hook for the district's bad investment decisions. The bill sponsor says that isn't the case. The Republican governor also vetoed bills that would allow more people to qualify for federally funded food and heating assistance. Each bill passed in the legislature with enough votes to override the governor's veto if the support holds. Nebraska will be ending the $300 a week unemployment bonus that's been going to jobless workers during the pandemic. Governor Pete Ricketts made the announcement as he declared a return to normalcy and rescinded the last of his virus-related executive orders. Nebraska News, here on the Mid-America Network.
Midwest Kia is dealing during their grand reopening. After 2 record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia and Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with a credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on sports. Pay up to $15.15 per month for 1,000 finance. Limited power trip. Mortgage CD of ATLs expires 9/31/21.
Reporting local news for KNDY, this is Jen Horn. A house fire was reported at 6:31 p.m. Sunday night in Waterville at 226 North Colorado. The fire was contained to one bedroom. There were no injuries. The cause of the fire is undetermined. KNDY recently spoke with Jim Swim Jr., part of the American Legion Post 163 Memorial Day Committee, about their upcoming Avenue of Flags project.
The Avenue of Flags is a display that Post 163 puts up at the Marysville City Cemetery during Memorial Day. I'm sure all of you witnessed it. You know, it's the flags that, at the west entrance that leads to Soldier Mound. The inspiration of this project, from our historical research, it was established by the Veterans Memorial Wreath Committee. And that was organized in January 30th, 1964. From our research, that wreath committee, they're responsible for putting up permanent type wreaths on veteran grave sites. And also they're responsible for supplying poles, materials, and maintaining the upkeep of the Avenue of Flags. So that's our historical research on when that project started, and it's in its continuance up till today. What they'll do is they'll be similar to what we do now, but they'll be easier to maintain and also to administer as far as putting them up and taking them down. We'll have sleeves that go into concrete footings in the ground, and the telescoping poles will actually slide into those sleeves. When we raise the poles, you can raise them up to about 16 foot in height, you know, after you put the flag on. But what we'd like to do is leave those poles in place throughout the summer so we have more of an opportunity to display flags on specific holidays that are more patriotic in nature. And we would reach out to not only for the Legion to do it, but we'd be reaching out to other volunteer organizations to help us administer and support this project.
Now, obviously, you're going to be needing to do some fundraising for these poles. Tell us about that campaign.
Okay, yeah, sure. The fundraising project, we're going to launch that here in June of this year. And what we'll do is we'll reach out to community folks. We'd like to keep it more grassroots and local. We'll send letters to veteran families and veterans themselves. What we'll be asking for is each pole, if you want to support a flagpole, it would cost $300. And that would offset the cost of the pole and putting it in the ground, and also ongoing maintenance that we would have to have typically for something like that, and also erecting a plaque to identify those individuals that gave money towards this project. Purchase two example poles to be displayed at the cemetery, and they'll be in the ground at the west entrance, probably the Thursday before Memorial Day starts. And we'll leave those example poles in the ground. Might have one telescoped up and one retracted, but if folks are interested in seeing what kind of product they'd be supporting, they could sure go out to the cemetery and take a look at it.
What is the timeline you're hoping to achieve here?
Like I said, we're starting June 2021. We're looking at purchasing approximately 90 poles. So we feel we can get this done within a 12 to 14-month timeline. So ideally, if we could, I mean, if we get good participation, we would like to have this ready to go by Memorial Day next year. But I think we're going to have good support for this project. It's reasonable, and it goes toward a worthy cause.
And if people would like to donate or would like more information, who should they contact?
They could contact myself, Jim Swim Jr. at 562-8390, or you could call Larry Plegge, who is chair of our Memorial Day committee with the Legion Post 163, at 562-8996.
Again, we've been talking with Jim Swim Jr. of the American Legion Post 163 Memorial Day committee about the upcoming Avenue of Flags project. Funeral service for Ross J.D. David Koss will be Saturday at 10:30 in the Marysville City Cemetery with a graveside service. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of arrangements for Ross J.D. Koss. Aladine Mame Shackleton Parks, age 97, of Humboldt, Nebraska, passed away May 20th. Memorial service is Saturday, May 29th at 10:30 a.m. at Salem United Church of Christ, Steiner, Nebraska. Visitation is Friday, 9 to 8, with family receiving friends from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Wary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment at Salem United Church of Christ Cemetery. Service will be live streamed on the Wary Mortuary Monument Facebook page. Wary Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Aladine Mame Shackleton Parks. James A. Richardson, age 76, of Marysville, passed May 10th. Graveside services, 1 p.m. Saturday, May 29th at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, with family receiving friends, 5 to 7 p.m. Burial at Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for James A. Richardson. Robert Oldie of Lynn, age 86, passed May 23rd. Service at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, May 27th at Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Visitation Wednesday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Family receiving friends, 5 to 7. Burial at Zion Lutheran Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Robert Oldie.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the market for a new pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a hard-to-find new 2021 Silverado 1500 work truck and a pair of 2021 Silverado 1500 LT Z71s, one with a Duramax package. Your new pickup's awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this cold front extending across the central, east central parts of the Midwest into the northern parts of the United States. That's still going to bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. This cold front will continue to push off towards the east as we head into the overnight hours, and it looks like we're going to see just isolated chances of storms for tomorrow, but we'll see mostly dry weather. Otherwise, another system will move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday night through Thursday into Thursday night, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Behind that system, we'll see much cooler temperatures. So across the area, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely this afternoon, upper 70s. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms, 60. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny, mid 80s, and tomorrow night storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
A global pandemic certainly would have affected this if it happened today. It's the 35th anniversary of Hands Across America. We tell you the story about it on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 25th, the 145th day of the year. Frank Oz, legendary puppeteer and the voice of Miss Piggy, Fozzie Bear, and Yoda, celebrates a birthday. And on this day in 1986, the fundraising event known as Hands Across America was held. Literally, approximately 6.5 million people held hands for 15 minutes in an attempt to form a human chain across the U.S., to reserve their place in line, participants donated money, and more than $15 million was raised to help fight hunger and poverty amongst Americans. More than 550 cities from coast to coast participated, and many celebrities bought lines to contribute to donations. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Twin Valley Developmental Services has various support staff positions available. Job coaches at Greenleaf, Marysville, and Beatty. Full or part-time, summer, day, evening, or weekends. Shift differential pay and excellent benefits package, plus the number one perk of the job, the folks they serve. You'd be making a difference every day with various support staff positions available at Greenleaf, Marysville, and Beatty through Twin Valley Developmental Services. Learn more at TwinValleyFriends.com or find them on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. The NBC baseball tournament headed back to Hutchinson this summer. The Greater Wichita Area Sports Commission announced its continued partnership with Visit Hutch and Hutch Recreation to bring the 5 days of the World Series back to Hobart Dedder Field. The dates of play in Hutchinson will be August 4th through the 8th. The 2021 World Series will feature 16 teams from across the country, with all teams playing their first games in Hutchinson. Each day in Hutch will feature 4 games. The last half of the World Series will be played at Wichita's brand new Riverfront Stadium. After a day off yesterday, the Kansas City Royals will be back in action today. They open up a 3-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays. First pitch this evening is set for 6:10. And the Wichita Wind Surge back in action today. They're opening up a series with the Springfield Cardinals. I'm Rick Averett. Tuesday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Fidelity Bank River Run is Saturday, June 5th. Sign up today. There's a race for everyone. Marriott International 10K. Water Walk presents the Katie Partridge Memorial 5K. AccuWeather 2-mile family walk or jog. Or Lane Enterprises Top Trot for kids only. Runners receive a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas medallion, River Run tee, and River Fest button for admission to the festival, September 30th through October 3rd. Sign up today for the Fidelity Bank River Run at riverrunwichita.com.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce teamed up with Nike to release his edition of the Blazer Mid-77 Vintage by You collection. The collaboration features 6 shoes designed by Kelce that represent different facets of his life and personality. The All-Pro tight end is not only known for his impressive record-breaking play on the field, but also his sense of fashion and personality off the field. The shoes are part of the Nike Buy You collection that lets customers customize their shoes. The shoes sell for around $120 and are available on the Nike website. All styles of the shoes are customizable. The PGA's Seth Waugh has apologized to Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka for the fan overflow and surge. Waugh released a statement admitting fans overdid it just a bit. He also said that he spoke with both Mickelson and Koepka to extend a personal apology. Again, the Royals and the Wind Surge both back in action today. Mid-America Network Sports.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through RNK service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Deus Body Shop and R&K Service in Marysville.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. All leaves and no edible roots on beets, radishes, and carrots is a common complaint of gardeners. Well-drained soil, proper spacing, and fertilization are key to growing success. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a soil test. Adding too much nitrogen can encourage all leaves and no sizable roots. A lack of phosphorus can prevent root development. Most garden soils have enough phosphorus, but your soil may be the exception. The soil test results will tell you what type and amount of fertilizer is needed. Improve heavy clay soils by working several inches of organic matter into the top 8 to 12 inches of soil and create a slightly raised planting bed with the existing soil. Both strategies will improve drainage and growing success. Thin young plantings leave enough room between remaining plants for the roots to grow to full size. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
It costs a lot of money to build a battleship. The U.S. government was building all kinds of ships as fast as possible during World War II, and they received help from an unlikely source, a pig who raised the money to construct an entire battleship. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In December of 1942, the Boner family, who lived near Carbondale, Illinois, raised a pig to be auctioned for war bonds to help the war effort. Local Navy recruiter Don Lingle was presented the pig after the first auction, and he decided that since it raised so much money, he should not eat the pig, King Neptune, but rather sell him again to raise more money.
But instead of selling the pig as a whole, they came up with the idea of selling him piece by piece, and each person who bought whatever piece returned that then to Don Lingle, so that at the end of each auction, Lingle still had King Neptune.
Judy Travelstead shares the story of the pig who became quite famous nationally.
So all of the money that was spent to purchase his squeal or his tail then went towards purchasing war bonds. And Lingle kept telling people he wanted to raise enough money to build a battleship.
A huge goal, but one they reached, sort of.
This process then continued from the end of 42 until the end of the war. And they did raise $19 million, but the battleship was never built because the war had ended.
And soon the pig that raised $19 million was a household name.
The pig became quite a star. A short movie was made of him and shown in theaters before a full-length movie.
But there's one final piece to the story. For what do you do with a pig that has become this famous now that the war has ended?
Surely you couldn't eat him. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Carbondale, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
Memorial plantings in the cemetery can be hard to think about. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cemeteries have guidelines, but by making the right plant choices, you'll honor the memory of your loved one as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
There's a cemetery not too far from my house that is very peaceful to walk through. Many of the graves are beautifully decorated with blooming flowers and plants. When a loved one passes on and you're wondering how to honor their resting place, choose a planting carefully. Every cemetery has its own plant decoration rules and regulations, so it's important to know what those are as you're making your decisions. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says you'll have the best results if the plants are easy to care for.
I think it's going to have to be low maintenance unless you're able to be there. So it's probably going to have to be drought resistant, really hardy. It could get mowed off. Somebody comes in who's never mowed before. I mean, it just has to be awfully tough.
Look around the cemetery to see what plants are thriving under similar site conditions. Larson recommends plants such as peonies, aster, bee balm, coneflower, black-eyed Susan, hosta, and sedum. Ground covers are another option, but you'll have to be careful that they don't grow out of control. Native plants are adapted to local conditions and usually require the least maintenance. Also, think about when people are visiting and what plants would be at their peak.
Cemeteries do tend to have a lot of spring blooming peonies and lilac, the sort of thing that might be blooming at Memorial Day, which is wonderful, you know. But if there's a birthday or some other event, it's nice to time it for a time people will be visiting.
Another way to choose is by how it connects to that person. Transplants from Grandma's favorite flower garden, rocks from the farm, and other reminders that they and you took pleasure in. Learn more about graveside planting at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lord, the light of your
The Bible says there is great godliness in contentment. Just simple contentment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, it's easy to say the word contentment, but it's a bit harder to achieve it. Here's one thing to help you be more content. Be wise with money. That means balancing your financial resources and having enough for spending, saving, and giving. It also means balancing the other gifts from God, your time and your talent, so you have enough to take care of yourself and enough to share with others. In Philippians, the Apostle Paul talks about being content in any circumstance. And I know that's not always easy. But contentment comes by being wise with the gifts God has given you and with everything He's provided. It all boils down to being faithful. The result will be a more content, confident, and generous life.
An innovative program to save rare sheep breeds, up next on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds you to dispose of excess treated seed responsibly. Joan Rada Heath is with Bayer.
Be sure to store leftover seed in its original seed lot containers, use leftovers for replant, or work with local authorities to dispose of large quantities. Local seed suppliers may also be aware of appropriately permitted disposal facilities in the area that can properly handle leftover treated seed.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. In yesterday's show, I talked about the Livestock Conservancy, a nonprofit that works to protect and promote heritage breeds of livestock and poultry. Program coordinator Sindra Kircher says a particular effort called Shave 'em to Save 'em focuses on 23 breeds of sheep.
Since Americans as a whole are not significant consumers of lamb or mutton any longer, we needed to give these 23 sheep breeds on our conservation priority list a job. We needed to find them a market beyond the dinner plate. And so we shifted our focus on marketing their meat to marketing their fiber.
Kircher says the initiative brought knitters, weavers, and other fiber artists together with farmers raising these rare sheep breeds.
We crossed our fingers when we rolled this program out several years ago, and the success, the overwhelming interest in this program from everybody in the fiber community has really just wowed us.
Kircher says fiber artists are incented to buy and use fiber from these rare breeds.
The reward, of course, for the fiber providers, the producers, is that they're actually selling wool. We've really kind of gauged the success of the program, not by how many fiber providers signed up, but what we were hearing back from the farmers. And farmers are telling us that they're selling wool for the first time, and now they're finally making money off their fiber.
Learn more at rarewool.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Memorial Day, Prairie View Industries would like to take a moment to salute the American veterans who were wounded or disabled while serving this great nation and sends their deepest appreciation for their service. From the staff at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the United States Department of Agriculture's weekly crop progress report issued Monday shows the Kansas winter wheat crop is catching up, 84% headed this week. That is compared to 85% on the five-year average. We were struggling to catch up for a while. The wheat condition improved just a little bit, as a matter of fact. 15% of the Kansas wheat crop is in poor to very poor condition, 30% fair, 44% of the Kansas wheat crop is listed as good, and 11% is listed as excellent. Corn planting still has a ways to go to catch up, but still lagging behind a little bit. 76% planted. That compares to the five-year average of 80%. But interestingly, emergence is on track. 56% of the Kansas corn crop has emerged already versus 57% on the five-year average. Soybeans well ahead of schedule. According to the USDA's crop progress report, 51% of the Kansas soybean crop has already been planted. That's well ahead of the
5-year average of 36%. 27% of Kansas soybeans have emerged versus the 5-year average of 18%. Other crops are ahead of schedule as well. Kansas cotton is already 39% planted versus the 5-year average of 27%. 12% of Kansas sorghum is already in the ground. That is in comparison to the 5-year average of 9%. And Kansas sunflower farmers already have 14% of their crop planted this week, and that's well ahead of the 5-year average of 8% for this time of the year. So we are well ahead of the game when it comes to cotton, sorghum, soybeans, and sunflowers. All of this, of course, according to the United States Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress Report. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10.
Kate Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for, or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The UK, in preparation for its exit from the European Union, signed some quick trade deals with Canada and Mexico late last year. And now the British want to take another crack at those pacts and spur even more trade with the two countries. The British Department of International Trade says these continuity agreements provide the basis of an evolving trading relationship with Canada and Mexico and a platform on which to build and strengthen those relationships, paving the way for them to begin negotiating new and ambitious trade deals with both countries. The British also want to continue trade talks with the U.S., but the Biden administration has yet to signal its readiness to pick up where the Trump administration left off in those negotiations. Ethanol production has hit its highest level since March of last year, according to the Energy Information Administration data. Ethanol production increased to 43.34 million gallons a day for the week ending May 14th, according to data analyzed by the RFA. Production 15.6% above the same week a year ago, but 3.6% lower than the same period in 2019. For the month, ethanol production saw an uptick of 2.4%, a yearly rate of 14.98 billion gallons. Gasoline demand rose 4.8% to 141.4 billion gallons annually. For the week, demand was 35.8% above this time a year ago, but 2.2% below the same week in 2019. Gasoline consumption may have been affected by the recent Colonial Pipeline closure. And the new Center for Disease Control and Prevention report suggests public health practitioners should work with pharmacies, community-based organizations, and faith leaders to increase some lagging rural vaccination rates. As of April 10th, some 39% of rural Americans had received a COVID-19 vaccine, compared with 46% in urban areas. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Hay is a primary source of nutrition for livestock. If you buy it, make sure you're getting good quality and the right feed value on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon, but let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you don't grow your own hay, you buy it to feed your livestock, and you want to make sure you're getting what you're paying for. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says before you buy, it's very important to analyze hay samples to be sure the energy and protein content will match your animal's nutrition needs. For example, hay that meets the nutritional needs for a pleasure horse would not meet those of a lactating dairy cow. You also need to use your eyes and nose to judge hay quality.
We should be looking for mold in the hay because that obviously is detrimental to animals. Smell is a key thing in terms of assessing mold. The other thing that we sometimes consider in looking at hay is the brittleness of the hay. If the stems are very firm, then the cattle are less likely to eat that.
Undersander says it's always better to buy hay by the pound rather than the bale. If you feed by the bale, you could be feeding livestock more or less than what they need.
Cattle eat by the pound, so the best surety of what we're buying is to buy our forage by weight. And the other consideration, too, is the moisture content, so that we can buy protein and energy and nutrients and not be buying water and or allowing for mold in our stored feedstuff.
High-quality hay comes from healthy forage stands with few or no weeds. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for buying good quality hay at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, as we head towards the end of the day. Market-wise, looking at some real struggles here. July corn down 34 and a quarter at 623. September corn down 24 and a quarter at 543 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat is taking a beating. July is down 12 and a quarter at 603. September down 12 at 610 and three quarters. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are down as well. Soybeans started off okay. July beans down 16 and a half now at 1506 and three quarters. August beans down 15 and three quarters at 1455 and a quarter. Double-digit losses in all the back months. Soybean meal, July is at $387.40. That's down $12.80. August is at $387.50. That's down $11.80. All the back months are also lower. Surprisingly, soy oil is still doing quite nicely. July is at $66.47. That's up 134 points. August bean oil is up 104 points at $62.33. So all is not lost in the soybean complex after all. Cotton is mixed. July cotton down 3 points at 82.78, but October cotton is up 31 points at 84.06. So mixed numbers with cotton. In the livestock complex, fat cattle have been bouncing around a good deal today. Back down now. June live cattle down 2 pennies, 116.72. August unchanged at 120.10. The back months are similarly mixed. August feeder cattle up $1.80 at 155.92. September feeders up $1.90 at 157.30. The back months are all up by more than a dollar. Hogs are having a good day here. June hogs up 165 at 115 even. July hogs are currently up 220 at 117.52. So a good look so far for hogs today. And currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 11 points at 34,405. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any make or model, all in one location? Head to Rusty Export.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty Export. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty Export. We're now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty Ag Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty Ag Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty Ag Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
If numbers make your world go round, Landall Company wants to hire you. They're looking for an accountant to process activities associated with accounts receivable, handle ledger entries for sales, process commissions, maintain demo inventory, and file sales tax returns. If you are reliable, accurate, and able to communicate both verbally and in writing, and experienced with Mapix, IntelliChief, and Microsoft Excel, they are ready with a job and benefits for you. Please submit resume, salary requirements, and references to careers at Landall.com, equal opportunity employer.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.